The ashram zeh shall show me the davom, that this ashram should only be ashlamim. That's all. He can't bring an ashram for the davom. So you want this ashram to be a kav shlamim, like you only makdish it on a tanai. That if you need it for an ashram, let it be an ashram. If you do not need it for an ashram, then let it be a kav shlamim. The oisai ashram toyin shchita b'tzaf. And then what? It says the imlav ashram zeh shall show me the davom. Now the Yaisa Ashram, this Korban Ashram, how do you bring it now? It's a suffix whether it's an Ashram or a Shlamin. So it says the Yaisa Ashram Toyin Shchita B'Tzafin. You have to make the Shchita Min HaSafik on the Tzafin, because maybe it's a Kodesh Kedoshim, maybe it's an Ashram. Or Matim Bahinois, or Smichu Nesachim Atzmuf HaZav HaShoik. You have to wall the Chumris as if it's a Shlamin also. That's why it's the Chumrim of Shlamin. You have to make a Smicha. You have to make Nesachim and Tenufa Chazav Shoy. So the kids, you do both Chumris of the Din of an Ashram and the Din of a Shlamim. You do both Chumris here. Now, V'nechal Yoyim V'layla, you could only eat it one day and one night. So who is the clearly correct Rabbi Shimon, like you're bringing this Ashram on a Safik, that maybe really it's a Korban Shlamim, and still we're telling you could only eat it one day and one night. And after that night, it'll become nicer. Says, you know, you're allowed to bring like we tell you, you have to be careful and eat it at the right time. So Gemara says, Tikune Gavra Shani, could be here, it's different. Listen, this person has no other Eitzah. He was a Mitzayra. It's a Suffolk if he was a Mukhlat, 100% Mitzayra or not. So we have a Suffolk whether he needs this carbon. If he's not going to bring the carbon, he'll never become Tor. So we have to fix up this person. So therefore, in order to fix him up, here we're makel to bring this carbon. That's called tikuni gavra, fixing up the person, hishani. So Marsha, so far, hotainach osham. So far he answered, how could you bring this carbon osham on a sofik? I, maybe he's not a mitzayra. So he said, you're maktishat achil on a tanai, that if it's not an osham, it should be a carbon shlomim. That's good. But lug, maikel meima. What could you say with this lug of shemin that is brought? What kind of tanai can you make on the lug? The who is maktishit, L'shem Mitzayra. I, maybe he wasn't a Mitzayra. So what could I do with this? So Rashi says, like, there's not a question. We're just coming to explain, what does Rabbi Shimon say? So my answer is, Tiyama, the person has to say like this. Tiyama lug ze yehi nedava. He says, like, this lug should be a nedava. So Rashi made a Mitzayra. If I'm not a Mitzayra, it should be some present. Then we look, come on, we'll learn that a parakal atadir. Misnadvim shemim mifnei atzmai. You're allowed to make the dover, just give shem to the base of English. Sumor says no. Fidilma lav mitzayru. Maybe this person of Israel is not a mitzayru. Or boy mekameitz. It is so that if you mark this to shemin, you have to take off kemitza. You have to take off kemitza from it. Rashi says a boy mekameitz. Ha misnadiv shemin. A locker later is if somebody is maktish shemin, he gives shemin to the base of English. So locker is kunsay. You have to take off like a handful of the shemen, or makdir akremis, and you have to burn it. Vishirav necholim, and the leftovers you could eat, like we'll learn later about kriyapin leit mikorban mincha. Blamit shem is nadim shemen kimincha. And when you bring your shemen, it has the same halacha like a mincha. So what do you do with this lug? On the tzad to say it's only a matana. So then it has to have left a din like a mincha. You'll have to take off a kemitza from it. Someone says true. The mekamitz that yes, you'll take off a handful and burn it. For the more, but no, the dilma mitzayru. Maybe this person is really a mitzayra. Or boy, you matin sheva, and he has to sprinkle from this shemen 7 times. I should matin sheva. Kedichsiv kro baluk shal mitzayra. These are mina shemen biyetzbo sheva pamim. You have to sprinkle with the shemen 7 times. Sumor says yes. The yoyiv that first he takes and spritches 7 times. For the Gemara, I vachosalei, Rashi says, I they kemitza for look chos apostle. Like the Chur Avim Minar is that first you take off the kemitza, and then you make the hazal. So if you take off the kemitza first, you're missing from the lug. And the din is when the mitzvah brings the lug, it has to be exactly a lug. You can't bring less. So the Chur, you have to take off the kemitza first because maybe it's a mincha and you can't use it. So if you take the kemitza first, that on the tzad to say is really a mitzvah, will be puffle, because you're missing yilchoser, the shear of a lug, by the time you come to make the seven hazois. Samara says, "Demaisi porto malilei enechnami." First, you take out a little bit of kmitza here, and you burn that. And then, before you make the seven azores for the material, you add a little bit more shemen here. So the Gemara explains now, how does this work? How are you allowed to add on to it a little bit later? So Gemara says that not like we learned. Chosar halug, let's say from the slug of the shemen, of shemen tzera, there's missing some of it. Sa'at shalla yitzayk, before you made the yitzika, himalenu, you're allowed to fill it up. So you're also allowed to fill it up before you make the yitzika. Rashi says means, minalug al kapoy asmolis, before the kohen put the shemen on his left kapoy. The pasuk says, "From min haShemen, from the oil, yitz kalkoyin akaf hakoyin asmolis." He's supposed to put it on his left palm. These are kohen bietzbol haimonis min haShemen, and then the kohen takes his right hand, he dips it into it, and it makes tazor asher akaf yasmolis. So before the kohen poured the lug onto the kapoy, and some got chosar, he's left it onto it. Set here also, we take this lug shel mitzera. First we take out a little bit for the kmitza and burn it, and then we add in some more to fill it up, and then we make nazos from it. Kadigmar is still alive, oi boy haktara, I have to have haktara. Now the kmitza you have to burn? Rashi said, the doom with a double, like you have to be afraid, maybe it's in the double. Says, so you have to burn it. Someone says, yes, the yikdalei, not only to take out the kmitza of it, you take like a handful of the shemen, but you also have to burn it. You burn it. So Mer says, Eimasai, when do you burn the shemen? Ibas matana sheva, if you're going to burn it after you made azois sheva, hevelu shirayim shechosru ben kemitza liaktara. So it comes out here, first you made the kemitza, you took out shan shemen. You're telling me now you don't burn it, but instead first you make the sheva hazois on the mitzvah from the shemen. If so, this lug shemen is missing now in between his kemitza until you burn it. And then the lacha is v'yein maktirin esakayim etzaleim. In such a case, if it's chosa from the shirayim before you burn the kemitza, you don't burn the kemitza. Lacha by a mincha is after you take out the kemitza, nothing could be missing from the shirayim until you burn the kemitza. So, if so here, how could you go and burn this kmitza, the shemen? You're missing some of the shemen in between. You made nazoyes a sheva. So e elamai the answer should be e koy de maton a sheva. Maybe you burn it before you make nazoyes of the mitzvah. In other words, first take care of the mincha dikalocha. First take the shemen and take off the kmitza and burn it, and then you go to make nazoyes. So Mor says no, you can't do that either. And so there's a psul kol shemimenu liishum. That once you burn something from this, you can't burn it anymore, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. So once you made a kmitz and you burnt it, you're not allowed to put any of the shrayim on the Mizbeach. So you can't make the hazois, you will not be able to make the hazor. Rashi says, Heichi motz l'meisiv su, minei matin sheva, dilma made with nadovihi, v'yaktaros, v'yakrem etzaktara, v'anechevelu shrayim. And you put any part of it on the Mizbeach, you roll for love. Mishumbal taktiru k'dechsiv kichol sor chodavash. That once you have it in Dinah Shirayim, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach anymore. So here we still have a problem. How do you take care of this lukshal shemen that should have both dinim? It should have a mincha dikalocha and should have a locha for the mitzvah. So Moritz is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Parade Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Temasek Luhu L'Shem Eitzim. Now I'll tell you, when you put up this the Shemen on the Mitzvah, or you put make the Azorius Sheva, you have a mud on the Tanai. That if he was really a Mitzvah, so it should go Mitzvah, the Azorius of a Mitzvah. But if he's not a Mitzvah, it's really on Yemincha, if so there's a lav to put the Shemen on the Mizbeach. So I'll tell you, do not have in mind to make a real hazois here, but on that side you have a mind to do it. Stam l'shem eitzim. Rashi says the yom hachi. This is what he should say. In mitzayru, the person is really mitzayru. Tiyeh naktor sakram saktor. The naktor, the kremes means nothing. Dolav nedav heve. Then harei maza me'elu shenishurayim. It's very good. But on the tzad to say he's not a mitzvah. And the actor, Sakramitz was a good actor. Aden is allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So I'll tell you, Harei Hazoyes Kilu, Hey Mayim, it's just like regular water. Shrei Rishon Alish, Shirei Mincha Mizbeach. You're allowed to put it on top. It's just you can't put it there, L'Shem HaHaktorah, L'Shem HaMitzvah HaHaktorah. But just to put it there, L'Shem Eitzim or L'Shem Mayim, that's Mutter. So that's the 8 year rule. So you have to put it there, L'Shem Eitzim or L'Shem Mayim. The Tanya went like this. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, the Pasuk says, L'Reyach Nichoyach, Iyatamalo, like once you made HaKtorah, the Shiraim Shaboy, there's a lot not to put it on the Mizbeach, L'Shem Reyach Nichoyach, you're doing it L'Shem HaKtorah. That's the Yisra. So again, L'Reyach Nichoyach, Iyatamalo, Avolatamalo, L'Shem Eitzim. But you're allowed to put it up there just on L'Shem Eitzim, that's Mutter. So also, the Shemin,